Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Folks, don't forget, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If your local or your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together. We're all working real hard to improve our communities. And it's working. Keep up the great work, folks. We appreciate it. Joining us right now from the BCTGM, the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers and Grain Millers Union, we've got Jethro Head, who is the Vice President. Vice President Head, welcome to Union Edge.
Hey, Charles. It's great to be here, and I tell you, you were getting that BCTGM. That's a mouthful. Hey, and I heard that commercial of ours on Country of Origin Labeling. Let me just start off by saying that is something that we're really going to be pushing. We think it's time has come in America, and we're not going to let go of that. We need to know where our products are coming from, especially when we're losing jobs to Mexico. We want to make sure we become smart consumers. So I heard that commercial and I was really thrilled.
And Jethro, let me take a step back. We've been doing a lot of work with Ron Baker, excuse me. And I don't know if he's passed on to you or not, but when I was a young man at 18, I worked for Nabisco in Pittsburgh. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did. And it was a wonderful thing. And to this day, I got to tell you, Chips Ahoy cookies coming off the oven conveyor belt are just not as, well, nothing comes quite as close,
I do know that. And let me tell you something, Charles. I actually work for Nabisco, too. So we got something in common going. When I left the plant back in July of 1984, it was the old Curtis Candy Company that had been bought out by Nabisco. So I worked for Nabisco. And actually, the first three contracts I did were Nabisco contracts. And as you know, back then and up until, several years ago, Nabisco was a class act and a great company to work for.
Right.
And I enjoyed working for them, and I enjoyed negotiating contracts with them.
And here's the thing. I mean, Nabisco has a long, rich tradition of being an American company, a lot of good jobs here. They moved, they left Pittsburgh, they went to New Jersey and some other places, which was a shame. But, these things happened, but they were American jobs. And we were making American cookies, and we were making American saltine crackers and all these other wonderful things. But the company got bought up, and now they're talking about moving these jobs out of Chicago down to Mexico. And quite frankly, Jethro, as well as I do, we got some pretty serious standards here in the United States when it comes to food health and safety. I'm not so convinced. I mean, we've seen what's happened with some of these other companies where they're importing vegetables from Mexico that, they had to shut down the whole chain because people were dying. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's kind of in the back of your mind.
Absolutely. And that's why, this country of origin labeling is a big deal, and you point that out. Let me just, I don't know how much background your listeners have on this situation, Charles, but let me just give you some of it. So last year, whether your listeners know or not, we were called into that Chicago bakery and told by Mondelez Nabisco that they had $130 million and four new ovens. They could put it in either Mexico or Chicago. But in order to just consider it, mind you, Charles, just to consider it, we had to come up with $46 million in savings, which would be approximately 60% of the employees' benefits and wages, which was just ludicrous. That was the precipitating event to all of this stuff. And it really has backfired, in my opinion, on Mondelez, because it showed them out to be how greedy they are. And Mondelez actually is a spinoff from Kraft, and Kraft put a lot of debt on the Mondelez. And ever since that happened, we've been having problems with this group.
That's unfortunate. What is it American consumers can do today to make sure that the company isn't outsourcing jobs? And if they are, how can we reinforce buying American-made products?
So as I said, now what we're going to do is we're going to educate the general public to where products are coming from. And this is something that we're not going to get off. We're first doing this. We're trying to get a resolution passed in Chicago City Council to start off with, where the city agrees to promote within the city of Chicago and its infrastructure not to buy any Nabisco products that come from Mexico. So that's the first thing that we're going to do. And we're going to take that across the country to all of the larger cities and all of the smaller cities and see if we can get resolutions across the country. We're also going to, like I say, we're going to do our country of origin labeling, and we're going to educate people to what to look for on those packages. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands, and I know you understand this, Charles, that we still make some of these products in the United States. So we still need to support the American consumers. But
right.
We want to make sure that they're smart consumers. They're not going to consume products from places where they've outsourced our jobs.
Would it also be a good idea to go and talk to some of these larger grocery chains and say, look, we don't want you carrying the Mexican-made Oreos or whatever. We want American-made. And how do we hold their feet to the fire on that?
That is an excellent point, and we will probably check with some of my partners and some of the other unions to get an idea of how to approach those grocery chains, because a lot of them are organized, as you know. So that is a great idea and something for us to follow up on.
There you go. Jethro, we've got about 3 minutes left. What else should we be talking about?
Well, hey, I'm glad you asked that question. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, giving up 60% of our benefits and wages, you know, you want to look at the people at the top, because that's going to benefit them. So if we look at who runs Nabisco, Mondelez, that's Irene Rosenfeld. And Irene Rosenfeld has averaged $20 million a year for the last 8 years. And she's earned $165 million in that time. That does not include dividends, Charles. Let me just let you know that that does not include dividends. She also has a retirement nest egg of around $35 million. Now, let's just take that $165 million that she's earned over the last 8 years. She could have paid for that investment in Chicago, which would have benefited her and a lot more of the people that work for her, and still had about $4 million a year without her dividends. Now, you know, I know that's probably small chump change for her to live off of, but I think a lot of people would just love it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, is Kraft not an American company?
Kraft is. Kraft
so, is I mean, how is this happening that Kraft is... I don't get this, Jethro. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. Do they not understand that they are doing a disservice to the American public all across the spectrum?
I think they always understand it. They're actually trying to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. You know, as it was in one of your commercials at the beginning of this segment, it talked about the American consumer market, and it's 25% of the world consumer market. So they're trying to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. I think they're just so obsessed with greed that they just don't see it.
You know, that's a shame, and it's really a shame, you know, because I'll be honest with you, I don't have anything against it. I'm sure you don't have anything against the folks working down in Mexico, but these are American jobs, and we have the opportunity to keep them here, and these companies, it's like they don't care if they're in America or they're in Mexico or wherever. They're all about themselves, and they're not about the people who got them to where they're at.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you, the Mexican worker, we have no problem with. If they would build a bakery in Mexico to sell to the Mexican market based on, you know, the standard of living there, that would be just fabulous. But when you want to rape us for our jobs and take them down to Mexico, you know, make the product for 1/10 of the cost or 1/20th of the cost and then send it back up here to be sold, then we got to fight, Charles. And you know we got to fight. So, you know, again, that's where that country of origin labeling comes in.
Absolutely. And Jethro, listen, the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio, and all 27 of our radio stations, we're going to stand behind you. We're going to help you get the word out. You let us know what we can do. We'll get it done.
I will do that, Charles, and thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we'll get you back on again soon. But in the meantime, I got to get going. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.